Drin Gwinzi Shilakat Shi William Greenland Vilji. I'm here to share a story with you. The story is called Chi Cho Chases Tacho Kai Up Nikwachonjik. The elders called the times that began in the earliest days of the land Chi Dang days. These days are far in the distant past, and even the word used to describe them, Chi Dang, is so old that its English meaning is no longer clearly remembered. The elders explain that the word described the time that began with the earliest days of the land, and that came to an end perhaps at a time when the first explorers arrived in the country. Chi Dang days make up a very large part of the history of the land. The earliest part of Chi Dang days was the time when people and animals were equal. Animals had the power of speech. They could assume just about any shape or form. It was during these days that many features of the landscape, as well as the outward appearance of different animals, were created. The events that lead to these changes are remembered in a great number of stories. These are the places on the land where animals or other beings have left marks and tracks that are unlike any other that the Gwichagwichin have seen during the long centuries of their travels on the land. These marks and tracks show that the animals who made them must have been enormous size. Most of these were animals that everybody knew, beaver, fish, or wolverine. But they were bigger than any that the people had ever seen, and they lived much longer. These giant animals, Chichudie, had inhabited the land since the earliest days, and some of them may be still living there still. One of the giant beings that lived during Chi Dang days was called Chi Cho. This story is about when Chi Cho chased Tacho Kai up Nikwachonjik. Now, Tacho Kai was one of the greatest leaders of my people. He was known as a great traveler and warrior. The adventures of his life are told in three great stories, including the one I will tell you now, about his fight with the giant Chi Cho. On this side of Fort Yukon, they say there are a lot of islands in the river. That's where the giant Chi Cho started chasing Tacho Kai. He followed him all the way from there to here. They passed through here and over there and up the river. One old man in Fort Good Hope told me that when they passed the ramparts on the Mackenzie River, Tacho Kai left his canoe. It is still there. It's now a rock turned upside down. From there, Tacho Kai ran ashore. The giant ran along this side of the river, still following him. He took 6 steps and created 6 big lakes between Norman Wells and Fort Good Hope. Above the ramparts is where Tacho Kai left his canoe, and he also sat down at the ramparts to rest, and his seat is still marked. And one time, he wanted to go pee. He peed down the bank. And there is running water in that place still. It is still a creek. Chi Cho stopped chasing Tacho Kai when he finally starved to death. Because of Tacho Kai's cleverness, the giant was certainly so strong that Tacho Kai would not be able to fight with him and kill him outright. He had to outsmart him. Here's how it happened. Every time Chi Cho killed good things to eat, he cooked them real good. But then he would go and have a good wash before eating his food. Well, every time Chi Cho went to wash up, Tacho Kai sent many animals in to clean up what Chi Cho was going to eat. So Chi Cho never had anything to eat. Nothing to eat at all. At last, the giant cut a piece of his own backside off and made pemmican from it. He should have eaten it right there. Instead, he said, "I wonder who can freeze it for me." Tacho Kai overheard this, and when he saw a muskrat swim by, he said to the rat, "Why don't you go over there and freeze that grease? That's what they call pemmican, grease." The rat went over to Chi Cho and said, "There's a creek over here with cold water. I'll freeze it for you." So Chi Cho gave the fat to the rat, and the rat swam over into the creek. Tacho Kai was sitting there. He took a little rock and threw it at the rat, hitting him in the mouth. The rat let go of the fat, and it floated down the river. Tacho Kai went down to where the fat was swimming. He was scooping up the fat and some water with both hands, and he drank it. Since that time, people drink water that way. They scoop it up with two hands. The rat went back to Chi Cho and told him, "I lost that fat. It all fell in the water." That's when Chi Cho started crying and singing about sunrise and sunset, and how he'd never see them again. Then, at last, he starved to death. That's how Tacho Kai was able to beat Chi Cho. That's what was told to me by the old people. It is said that after Chi Cho's death, Tacho Kai traveled into the land of the people from up the river. The Satu Dene know him as Yamoria, and the Tlinchon know him as Yamoja. He is said to have killed the giant beavers, whose skins can be still seen stretched across the rocks from Tulita at Bear River. The introduction of the story is from Gucha Guchin Gondak, The History and Stories of the Gucha Guchin, by Michael Hain, Alistine Andre, Ingrid Kretsch, Elmo Cardinal, and Elders of Tsigechik, Guchin Social and Cultural Institute, 2001. The story was originally told by Gabe Andre and recorded in the same book.